Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I am Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this Back to Basics series. This is episode 1.4, where we will talk about what intuition feels like and focus on physical intuition. In earlier episodes, we have discussed what intuition is, which is a communication from our spiritual body to our physical body in order to create action, or how our spiritual body communicates to us to guide us in its life purpose. You see, life purpose is the reason why the spiritual body comes into the physical body. Our spirit requires action and a learning that only being in a physical body can bring. We have talked about the types of intuition and how we receive it physically, mentally, emotionally, and visually, and how we can connect or how we can get the same messages sent to us in different ways, just to make sure we're aware of it. But of course, it is our choice whether we action it or not. In one episode, we discussed how intuition works or communicates with us. We focused on emotional intuition with a personal example of how it works and the challenges it can bring. So this week, we're going to talk about what intuition feels like, and we're going to go deeper into the physical delivery of intuition. So what does intuition feel like? To answer this question, we need to go over the types of intuition briefly so that you know what we are referring to when we say physical intuition. Intuition is delivered to us in four main ways. Emotionally, where we feel the emotions of others or where an emotional response is triggered within ourselves. This is one of the most common ways of feeling intuition, and one of the hardest ones to discern if those feelings are actually yours or not. Mental intuition is delivered through thoughts and ideas that can come to us from out of the blue. Sometimes messages coming through this way can have us actioning the ideas even before we understand it. It can create those automatic responses similar to being on autopilot, where you are doing something without conscious thought. Visual intuition includes dreams, visions, and things constantly getting your attention, like seeing the same number a few times over the course of the day. 11:11 or 1234 keep popping up on your phone, your computer, or even as an address. Constant visual reminders or hints. Physical intuition and what we're going to discuss today can come to us as a physically feeling or response in our body, or it could be part of the physical environment. For this episode, we will discuss physical intuition and what it feels like in your body so you can become more aware of what yours is telling you. Intuition feels like lots of different things for lots of different people. However, there are a few feelings that a lot of people have felt before and are aware of. Feeling intuition in the body can be referred to as a gut feeling or gut instincts. Or when someone says they feel it in their bones or they feel it in their waters. These are all typical physical signs from your intuition, all of your intuitive messages. Now, we don't quite know where the origins of these sayings have come from, but we are certainly getting a better understanding of them. Physical intuition involves body sensations such as muscular tension, fluctuations, or even relaxation, an ache or a feeling of pressure on the body. Those times when you turned around or moved your leg because you felt like something was touching it or wanting to get past you. All those nervous butterfly tensions in your stomach just before your presentation or talk. It can be as simple as the change of the rhythm of your heartbeat, just briefly, like when you feel that flutter at the thought of someone special. I often experienced it as a tingling sensation or feeling, which is a strong way of receiving intuitive information. Unfortunately, many people who receive it this way try to work out the signs or information as if it was a physical problem, not an intuitive message. I know this because I did the same. When I was doing a lot of healing work, especially on a vibrational level, my hands would tingle and I would get the feel of the, and I could feel the energy moving through them during a session. This energy movement made my hands turn blotchy in colour, and sometimes they would get quite itchy after a session due to that energy movement. A few people commented on my blotchy hands, suggesting I should get it checked up with the doctors. But I intuitively knew that it wasn't a problem, even if I didn't know exactly what it was. Of course, once it was brought to my attention, I was mindful of when they would go blotchy. When they were blotchy after a healing session, it was understandable with the energy coming and going through those minor chakras. However, it became really interesting this particular day when I wasn't doing a healing session. I was actually at the football watching my son. And my friend said, "Wow, look at your hands, they're all blotchy." She was aware of my healing work and I explained to her that they do that when I'm doing a healing session, and yet I wasn't doing one at the time. I let that go for the day, but I was mindful of it. And that's when things started changing. Now my hands were becoming blotchy, not just during a healing session. This happened a couple more times and a pattern started to emerge. The same friend came over for a coffee and catch up one day and commented again about my hands. "Are they always like that?" she asked me, and I told her they weren't. But they did that on different occasions. Now we chatted some more, and after that she asked me if I had time to do a healing for her, which I did. Now the pattern was then confirmed. I knew beyond any doubt why my hands turned blotchy, and that tingling wasn't just when I was performing a healing. My intuition was telling me that somebody nearby, somebody close to me, required assistance in healing. Sure enough, when my hands went blotchy, the conversation would lead in that direction and I would offer my healing services. It became a great indicator that someone could use my help, but not so good in a football crowd. So every time the hands went blotchy, I would check the people around me. So physical intuition or intuitive information delivered through our physical body can come in many ways. So it pays for you to be mindful of what is happening in your body and don't be too quick to pass it off as a medical problem. If I had not paid attention to my blotchy hands, the signs would have not been so clear. If I had gone and got something for it, I could have missed out on some powerful healing experiences I had with my clients at that time. I was truly blessed with my blotchy hands, but I haven't had them for a while because I haven't been performing healings so much. I still get that tingly sensation and I know that there's healing work to be done, but I don't need the visual signs of blotchy hands anymore. Another sort of physical intuition came as a surprise to me one day from out of the blue. This was more about the physical environment, which I felt in my physical body. I guess what surprised me most about this was my willingness to stand up and speak up about it. It was during my tougher years when I was in an emotionally abusive relationship. I felt I was in a position where I wasn't allowed to speak my mind. That is, without having to deal with the consequences of doing so. I was finding my feet in a spiritual realm and testing a few theories that I had read about. However, nothing I'd read about prepared me for what I experienced on this particular day. My then husband had brought home a car that he wanted to purchase, with the idea that I would be driving it as well. It was an older car, and it was big and bulky, making it very difficult to park and a challenge to drive. Having three little ones at the time, it certainly would hold all the kids and their gear, but it would be heavy on the fuel, being the older model, and harder to get parts. It was almost a collector's item, as far as cars go. And you could tell by my voice, I wasn't impressed with that at all. Him being an ex-mechanic, he loved it. It was strong, sturdy, almost bulletproof, the perfect car for a growing family. So I put my feelings on hold. I did all the right things. I looked at the car. I sat in the driver's seat. I even looked at the motor, not that I know what I was looking at there. But I did my best not to dampen his enthusiasm for the car and continued to view it. It wasn't until I got into the passenger seat that a feeling came over me. The feeling was so strong, it made me feel physically sick. There was this mixture of fear, anger, and depression all rolled into one and running through me in such a manner I cowered in the seat. I remember saying out loud, oh, I don't like the feel of this. This doesn't feel right. And I had to get out of the car and I had to get out of that environment. What was strange is that although I felt fear, I didn't feel fearful. I felt depression and anger, but I wasn't depressed or angry. I wasn't sure if it was someone else's emotions I was experiencing at the time, similar to when you walk into a room and there'd been an argument, or whether I was experiencing something else. All I know is that it was so strong, it made me physically unwell, even if it was only temporary. Of course, as soon as I moved away from the car, it eased, but I couldn't go near the car again. This car became the centre of attention for the next few days. I was pressured to respond to him wanting to purchase it. But thinking back now, I'm not sure why he was pressuring me. He never sought my permission before to purchase a car. After all, he was a mechanic and I had no idea. Was it because of this physical response it created in me? I'm not sure, but the pressure was there for the next few days. Each time I thought about the car, my stomach turned, until I got to the stage where I said to him, if you want to get the car so badly, then get it. But I will never drive it or be a passenger in it. Now my next words startled me even more than they did him. I said, someone has either died or will die in that car, and it's not going to be me or my children. But you can do what you like with it. It was the first time I stood my ground. The first time I listened to my intuition and actioned it rather than what he said. It was my newfound strength, my confidence, the real me, and put me on the right path to follow my life purpose. There was no more said about that car. It was never brought up in conversation again. Well, not to my knowledge and not within my earshot. I don't know if someone had died in it or if someone was going to. I don't know anything else about the car. We never heard any more about it. And I don't want to know. What I do know is I experienced my physical intuition so strongly that it allowed me to step up and say, no, that's not for me. Physical intuition can be felt in many ways, and emotional intuition can blend with it to create stronger feelings and experiences. When you next get that feeling in your body, with no logical explanation, start thinking outside the logics and see if it could be your intuition speaking to you. The choices we make determine our life, our path in life, and we can make confident, positive decisions that are in line with our intuition. And then we know we are on the right path towards true meaning and purpose in life. Always ask the questions, why am I feeling this? And be patient for the answers. Awareness is the key to receiving intuition, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or visual. So remain alert and aware. To assist you in developing your awareness of your intuition, one tool I used often was cards. I used oracle cards to help me become more aware of my feelings and what I was experiencing in my body. For example, I picked up one particular card, oracle card, that said, be patient. Now, when you get a card like that, what is the feeling that arises in you when you read those words? What does be patient mean to you? And then look at the image on the card, on the oracle card, and go, what sort of feelings are they bringing up? Is that image bringing up? Is it a darker color? Is it a lighter color? And we start to get an understanding of how our body interacts with what we see and what we feel. That is your intuition talking to you. But no more on that today, because next week we're going to look at visual intuition and talk more about how those cards can help you, because it's a great tool to use. So next week, episode 1.5 is called Intuition for Beginners. And in it, we're going to look more at visual intuition and how that is received through our dreams, our visions, and in real life. During that episode, you will learn how to do visualization, which is a technique that not only helps you to receive visual intuition, but it also helps you to achieve your goals. And I did this during my practice. I'm going to tell you all about it. I tested the theory of creative visualization by Shakti Gwan, and within 6 months of practice, I received over $85,000 worth of renovations to my home. It's a great story. So funny. No, it's not funny. It's weird. So intuitive. But for now, that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. And please connect with me on any of the social media profiles in the notes. Also, subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any of the episodes. I'm getting a bit tongue-tied now. If you want to learn how to do your own flower readings, or I have flower online courses available now. So have a look at my social media, Susan Jane the Intuitist, or on the website intuitivenature.com.au. Now remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane the Intuitist, and I thank you for listening. Bye for now.